That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. What's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Grandpappy Spears about Cedric's experience with the Hempstead formula. Listen.
Yeah, Cedric thought it was great soda pop and drank a whole bottle full of it.
Well, it's a thousand wonders he'd never killed him dead.
It is. It scared the daylights out of me and Lum when we seen him laying here on the floor. But he appears to be feeling all right today. Fact is, he claims to be feeling better now than he did before he taken the stuff.
I reckon how come it to knock him out that way?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon he just taken the overdose of it. But we found out one thing by him doing it. It won't kill a fella to drink the stuff. We know that now. That's more than we know before.
No, but I'll be dead blamed if I drink any of it till you find out what it's for.
No, well, I wouldn't either, sir, that go.
You say Cedric claims he's feeling better now than he did before ever he taken it, huh?
Yeah. What he say? Said he never felt better in his life than he does today.
Well, did he have any kind of a ailment before ever he taken it?
I don't know now, Grandpap, about that. I don't know.
I was just thinking if he did, drinking that formula must have helped him. Might have cured whatever he had.
My dog, is that right? I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, sure. Might be a good thing Cedric drunk it.
Well, I think so, too, now. But I'll tell you now, me and Lum were sure uneasy about him yesterday. We was back there in the feed room and come out here and see him sprawled out there in the middle of the floor. But it ought to learn him to leave stuff alone around here. He's always meddling into something that he don't know nothing about.
Yeah, he's bad about it.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
There ought to be some way to figure out what that stuff's for.
Yeah, ought to be. I just know we're rich if we can find out what it's good for. Doc Miller, taking a sample home with him yesterday, said he thought maybe he could tell what it is. He was over here yesterday. We called him over to look at Cedric, but we'd already brung Cedric, too, again the doc got here.
Huh?
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric right now. See? Look at him. He's just as good as always.
Yeah? Looks to me like he'd have known it weren't soda pop before he drunk the whole bottle.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he was trying to drink it up before me and Lum come out of the feed room back there and catch him at it. More than likely, he never even took time to taste it. Just turn the bottle up and write it down. You know,
yeah.
Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Tell me you drunk a whole bottle of that Hempstead formula.
Yeah, how you feeling, Cedric?
Oh, just feeling fine.
Well, good for you.
I don't want no more of it, though. But I don't reckon I've taken enough to hurt me.
You're just lucky it weren't poison, young fella.
Yes, you are, Cedric. That ought to learn you not to be drinking everything you see around the store here till you find out what it is.
Yes, Mom.
Did you see Lum over town there anywhere, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom. He was over there at the barber shop when I left down there.
Barber shop?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's been down there for 2 hours. Left out of here directly afternoon, taking a bottle of that formula with him.
Well, they've been trying it out down there.
Trying it out?
Yes, Mom. Trying it out on everybody that comes in the shop down there.
For the land's sake.
Mose Moots thought maybe it was a hair tonic.
Hair tonic?
He tried it out on Mr. Uncle Henry Lunsford and turned his hair right purple.
Well, naturally it would. I could have told him that.
Wouldn't come out neither.
It would?
Oh, he was mad enough to bite.
I bet he was.
How about he catches it whenever he gets home, too?
Oh.
That woman of his will about run him off in the place.
Oh, she will. She'll fist fight him.
Moore tried it out on Mr. Luke Spears' face.
His face?
Thought maybe it was to put on your face after a shave, you know, but I don't think that's what it's for.
Well, nothing's going to help your face after Moore's Luke gets through shaving it, but I don't think it's for that, neither.
No, Mom, for Mr. Luke jumped out of that chair and tore out of there like something was in after him. Face is purple as a turnip.
Oh, yeah.
I sworn that nephew of mine will try anything. Try anything.
They never found out nothing that it was good for, huh, Cedric?
No, Mom. They tried all sorts of things.
They did, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Grandpa Godfrey was rubbing some of it on his forehead trying to stop them sun things, but I don't think it helped none.
Huh.
When I left down there, they was polishing the stove with it.
Oh, well, I don't think it's no snow polish, surely.
No, of course not.
No, no, no.
How did you feel yesterday, Cedric, after you taken that?
Well, I never had no feeling at all till Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner doused that water in my face.
Scared him to death when he come to.
Yeah, Abner's telling me you felt better today than you did before you taken it yesterday.
Yes, Mama, I believe I do. Come to think about it. Of course, I wasn't thinking much about how I felt forever taking it, but I believe it helped me.
Never had no ailment of no kind, huh?
No, Mom, not that I know of.
No, because I wish you had had something wrong with you, Cedric. We'd know what it cured that away.
Yeah, it's a shame, Cedric, you never had the neuralgia here or measles or something like that.
Yeah, if you just been down... Wait a minute, there comes along now. Maybe they found out what it's good for.
Yeah, I hope so. Got my curiosity roused up now.
Oh, me too. All I do is just sit around and try to study out what the stuff for. Yeah, howdy, Lom. Did you find out what the formula's good for?
No, not yet. We tried everything I know, experimenting on different things.
Yeah, well, Cedric was telling us about it.
Uncle Henry Lunsford's threatening to lawsuit me and Mose Mooch for dyeing his hair.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, put some on his head, and that white hair turned as purple as that bolt of goods over there on the shelf.
Well, I don't see how he could lawsuit you, though, Lom. If he agreed to let you try it out on him, doggies, he can't lawsuit you for that.
Well, that's the trouble right there. He never exactly agreed to it, though.
Well, how'd you ever get it on him, then?
Well, Mose just told him he had some new hair tonic he wanted to try out on him.
Oh.
Of course, you know how he is. If he can get something free, he's going to take it.
Oh, sure. He'd try anything for his free.
Quick as he got up and seen himself in the looking glass, he was fighting mad. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd love this on him. Well, he can wash it out, can't he?
Well, he ain't got it out yet. They're still scrubbing on him down there. Looks to me like he gets purpler every time they wash him.
Well.
It's run down on his face now to where he looks as striped as that barber pole out in front.
We just talking that woman ahead is going to beat him to death if he gets home looking like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Grandpap, you've been bothered with the rheumatism, ain't you?
Yes, I have, Lum, awful bad.
Giant water's dried up to where I can't hardly get up or down.
Yeah, I
good,
know you,
good.
Suffered.
You're the very fella I'm looking for. I believe about 3 tablespoonsful of that formula right there will make you just as good as new.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir. You ain't trying nothing out on me. I ain't no guinea pig.
Well, I just believe it'll do you some good, though. Of course, if you want to spend the rest of your life suffering, it's your business.
My grandpap, you know it ain't going to hurt you. Cedric taking a whole bottle full out of chest and look at him. He ain't hurting nothing.
Yeah, but Cedric's a few years younger than I am, too. Young rooster like him can stand a heap more than a feller my age.
Well, I don't want to talk you into nothing, but I just got a sneaking notion that's what it's for.
Well, why? Well, what makes you think so?
Well, we've tried it out on everything else, and it ain't worked. It's bound to be good for something.
Why, sure it is. You know, old man Hampstead wouldn't have left it broke down if there hadn't been something. Go ahead. Try a dose of it, Grandpa.
Try it yourself if you want to try it.
Well, I know that I'll take a dose if you'll take one.
Yeah, what kind of an ailment have you got?
Well, nothing in particular. I just figured that Grandpa might take it if I would.
Yeah, let's you fellas try it.
Well, would you take a dose too, Lum?
Well, I'd be willing to, but I think one of us ought to not take none so as I can tell how it affects you fellas.
Oh. Well, here, we can all take it, and you can watch us, and we can watch you that way.
Now, I'll tell you what, you fellas take a dose, and I'll rub some on me. That way we can try it out 2 different ways at once.
No, sir, I won't do it. I'll take a dose of it if you will.
Yeah, that's a good deal, right?
Oh,
there.
You want all 3 of us to be sick, huh?
Sick?
Well, all right. Get a spoon over there, Cedric.
Yeah, that's the time.
There's one laying there on the counter where Jim Wilkins ate them pork and beans yesterday.
No, it ain't. I washed it and put it up on the shelf over there, Cedric.
And what about Cedric? We ought to make him take some.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can take some, too, Cedric.
No, Mama, I've taken mine yesterday. I'm done cured.
Cured?
Well, if I had anything, I feel all right now.
Oh.
Here's a spoon, Mr. Mom.
Yeah, thank you. Now, Granny, we've used up about 1/2 bottle here today trying it.
Yeah, let me see. So was you half. That bottle's half gone.
You might have used $300 or $400 worth of it.
Well, that's a fine way to do. Go down to Mose Moose's barber shop and throw away $300 or $400 dying fellas' hair and stuff.
Well, we got to find out what it is that costs $1,000,000.
Well, we can't afford it, Lum. We ain't got that much money to be throwing $300 or $400 around that way. So
here, there's a spoonful for you.
Huh?
That's for you, Grandpap.
And let Abner take the first one.
No, you don't. You take the first one. No, you take the first one, Lon.
Here, one of you take it. It ain't good manners for me to help myself first.
Well, I don't want to be the first one. Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring.
Well, here, take it, Abner.
Huh?
Well, hold it anyway while I answer the phone.
Oh, here, Grandpap, you hold it. I might forget.
Hello.
To take some of that stuff.
Jot them down, sure. Lum Edwards doing the talking.
I want to be the first.
Oh, howdy, Doc. You have? Well, good for you. What is it? Huh? Well, yeah, I reckon so. Yeah, I'll be right over. All right, Doc. Much obliged. Goodbye. Admiral, that was Doc. He says he thinks he found out what the formula is.
He has? Well, good for him.
He says for us to come right over there.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Admiral. Pour that stuff back in the bottle and let's get going. We ain't got a minute to lose.
Well, a clue at last. And maybe just in the nick of time, too.